In this week's Cotton News Line, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Overall, USDA came in at 9.4 million acres of all cotton, and that's down 13% from the 2007 number, which was 10.8 million acres.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It certainly wasn't the largest of the main cotton-producing regions, but we saw acres down across the southeast 10%. So that puts acreage at just over 2 million acres compared to 2.2 million acres last year. It's interesting to note that as you look at some of the states within the southeast, Alabama, Florida, and the Carolinas showed some fairly significant declines, while Georgia's acreage is actually expected to be just slightly higher than the 2007 number. I think in some cases what may be happening in Georgia is we did have a significant shift out of cotton in 2007. There were some drought conditions last year that really hurt yield potential maybe for some of the crops that producers shifted into. So it may be the case that given the drought tolerance of cotton that some growers are looking at that as a potentially better alternative going into 2008.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For the Mid-South as a whole, those five states, they're calling for acres to be off about 29% to come in just under 2 million acres. Really, if you look across the five-state region, you see some declines that range from a low of 16% decline in Louisiana to almost a 40% reduction in Tennessee's acreage. Southwest is where we, in percentage terms, actually see the slight of the smallest decline. Acres in the Southwest at just over 4.9 million acres. That's down a little under 4% from a year ago. Texas and Kansas off about 4%, while again, Oklahoma is actually calling for a slight increase in acres relative to last year. Unfortunately, as we look at the West region, the trend of declining upland acres that we've seen for the last several years continues. USDA's number is 269,000 acres across those three states of our Western region, which is about 35% below what we had in 2007.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
USDA for all upland is 9.2 million acres. National Cotton Council survey, which was released in early February, was 9.3 million acres. So just about 100,000 acre difference between the two numbers. These numbers confirm some of the same things we saw in the council survey of a few weeks ago, that the relative prices were encouraging farmers to plant more wheat and plant more soybeans, and largely at the expense of cotton. And we also saw at the expense of corn.